Hello, everyone. I know you guys have missed me. I've been doing a lot of retreating and doing, I'm trying to open a new space for readings for my clients and for all the people that come to me. So it's been a bit of a rough, a rough go, but I've loved every minute of it because I know that Spirit is with me and Spirit is being just as indecisive as me. Just because people cross over do not mean they're not indecisive anymore. Well, anyway, let's get started. It is your girl Chakra Khan here again on, also known as Pretty the Medium, Pretty Vicky, and a bunch of other things. You can call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner. That was lame, but I said it anyway. Anyway, thank you for joining me on this episode of Welcome to the Spirit Realm. Today, we are joined by the beautiful, beautiful Gretchen, Spirit of Love, who always accompanies me in this wonderful, journey that I'm on, journey that you guys are on. We're trying to, become amazing people together, and we will do it one day at a time. But as we all know, time is irrelevant. Time is what they say relevant. I say it's irrelevant because there is no such thing as time. Time is an illusion. Time, past, present, and future, all collapses upon itself. And there is only these moments at right now, the moments at hand that matter. Whatever you're doing in this moment, whatever you're thinking about in this moment, is what's creating your future right now. So yes, there is sort of a such thing as a future, but only the future that you create. It is not yet created. It is not just something that's already written like most people think. It is something that you have the ability to create right now. So that being said, what we're going to talk about today is the glitches in the matrix. We have been seeing so many glitches in the matrix, and I had a chance to go into channel and speak to, oh man, we had a great channeling session, and we got to see what are some of the reasons why there are glitches. Well, apparently the veil is thinning. Now, I'm not sure what that's about, so let's go ahead and do our channel and let's see what is going to be said about the glitching. All right, let's go. Okay, you can join hands a little bit. I am here with other mediums at this moment, and we are joining for channel. Okay, thank you, everyone. This is a beautiful time. This is a beautiful time in what you all think is your reality, when in fact, it is sort of what is called an awakening, a huge awakening that's happening around the globe. What's amazing is that what you consider alien species, they have already had this awakening years and years and years ago. You guys are just now coming into this awakening. And what's beautiful is a lot of you are noticing that a lot of the religions and the things that were created to keep you from knowing about how powerful you truly are is starting to get through the cracks. Now, the glitching is just that. That's why everything has been glitching and things have been happening. I'm sure that everyone has been experiencing blackouts. They have been experiencing weird weather changes. there's a lot of things that you guys are experiencing right now that is showing that there is a, the veil is thinning at this time. Now, the reason for that is because it is time. It is just time. You know, there's time on each and every, this place that you live in is endless. It's limitless. But this one little reality, this one small rim, which is just a blip in the whole entire universe, is the only part that's been struggling to open up your hearts for other things and other species and other realities to come through. There has been some really, really powerful people keeping you from being the powerful person that you are. They make you feel like there is sort of that you have to be like a Marvel, you know, or whatever else, the superheroes that you all look up to. Those are just decoys. They're trying to keep you guys from knowing exactly where your power lies within you. Now, all of us have, I don't affect anyone's journey. I don't bother with anyone's journey. Your journey is your journey. Everyone's journey is their journey. And they're on certain journeys for certain reasons. A lot of you guys have chose your path, but you are creating your path while choosing your path. I know you don't understand that right now, but if you start to meditate and start to go within and start to understand what, you know, PDM and all those things with creating your own existence, then you'll start to see what your power truly is. Everyone is gifted. Not just Chakra Khan, not just Lady Star over here. Everyone is gifted. Everyone is gifted. Everyone has the ability to come through with some kind of ability to create a better world around you. Now, the fifth dimension is where you, this realm, works from. You work from the fifth dimension. You do not work from this reality. This reality is only like a vacation. You're just here to have fun. You're here to experience individuality, because individuality doesn't exist in the world of spirit. Excuse me. Individuality doesn't exist in the world of spirit. It's everyone is everyone. Everything is everything. We feel total vibration, total love in the spirit realm. But when you're able to experience this individuality, you were supposed to be capable of using your individual gifts. Each person has an individual gift. That's why you were born. Think of all the things that had to happen for you to get here. All the things that had to line up just for you to be here. So never feel like you are not worthy of being here. Every single person in this realm has a reason for being here, a purpose. You wanted to experience individuality, but you also wanted to experience your power here. Your power is phenomenal here. If you understand how to use it and what to do with it and how to create and manifest the life that you want, then you will live this most incredible existence in this realm. Your desires aren't far. They're all around you. The fifth dimension is the dimension that you pull those from. Anything you want is yours. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's reality. Now, the glitches in the matrix is happening more and more because the powers that be is trying to hold on to things that does not belong to them. It should not be in their hands. So the things that are around us that have been protecting this realm is getting more and more upset. Source is more upset. The greedy powerful, so-called powerful people around this realm is creating the glitches. They are doing the total opposite of what they were here to do, what they were born to do. Each and every one of you have an Elon Musk in within you. It is so much that you can do and so much that should be open for you right now. You have to understand, you have to vibrate on a higher frequency in order for you to be able to live this existence that you came here for. Abundance is everyone's. Wealth is everyone's. They try to make it seem like it's impossible. It is not impossible. It is not at all. It's enough for everyone. You can buy products and everything from your friends and family and the people you don't know because there's plenty for everyone. This realm has been taught to be miserable, to be stressed out. They need you stressed out so that you don't feel and you don't embrace your powers here. So all of these, think about this, all of these powerful human beings with spirit in them, with powerful spirit in them, trying to get out. The matrix is starting to glitch. You know, the multi-dimensional glitching, the book that that is being written right now by us, what's incredible about that is we teach you in that book how to become powerful, how to do what you're supposed to do as a human being, as a spirit living in this, who's running around in this transportation, which is your body. It's your transportation. You keep it clean. You keep it waxed. You keep it running on good fuel because you are here to enjoy your life. There is no such thing as fear. No such thing as depression. Those things have been instilled in you for a reason. It's to keep you from living your best existence. What you need to understand, and I'm trying to get this through to a lot of humans, spirits living in these human bodies at this time. I know I'm here to change the world because we had to be sent through these channels to help. We have got to help you guys because what's going on now is you are really dumbing down your powers, and what's happening is it's causing like this pressure. It's a lot of pressure on the veil, a lot of pressure. You're not letting out what you're supposed to be letting out. Love, and I mean, this world should be filled with love. This reality is pure love, believe it or not. But being here and being, you're taught from birth, it seems, to be more of a, almost like a slave, like your lives are not yours. From birth, you are given substances from birth to actually dumb you down. And that is the honest truth. So I would say most of you humans who have babies eat the right foods, try to stay organic, and then breastfeed. Because they are putting a lot of things in your food and in everything, in your phones, in your electronics. You are being attacked from every angle just to be low level, just to keep yourselves on a low frequency. And this is causing pressure on the veil. So there's a lot of glitches. You'll see a bird in midair just stop. That's not fake. That's real. There's glitches going on. And the reason why these things are happening is because you guys are not embracing what you have. your abilities. You're not raising your frequencies. There are so many ways to raise your frequencies. Always, always understand, this is not supposed to be a place of fear. This is not a place for fear or depression. Depression is not, it does not exist. If you, let me tell you how powerful a human is. If you tell a human that they are depressed, if you tell that human that they are depressed, when they go to the, and get a, their head scanned, it's going to look like a chemical imbalance because you told them that. So they created that within their own heads. If a person tells you you are beautiful, do you know that can change your looks? Because you'll believe it if you believe it. Now, if you go and you go in the mirror on your own and you tell yourself every day and you believe that you're beautiful, you'll start to see your DNA is going to start changing. You are a very powerful being. You are not here to suffer. This is not for suffering. This place was like a playground, a vacation for spirit. And you should be in a resort type of feeling, you know? You're supposed to be always feeling like you're just having such a great time being an individual. Because everyone is one over here. It gets a little boring, so you go back and you go enjoy yourself. This is vacation. Your moments are what matters. Your family, your friends, embrace and love them. Find reasons to love them. Nothing they can do is bad enough to lose love for family. Everyone has to bring love back to this realm. It is leaving. And then what happens when that happens is there are dark forces that really do exist. And you are feeding them misery. So then you'll start to see more and more. You're letting them through the cracks, okay? More and more. That's your power that's doing that. It has nothing to do with just things are changing and all that stuff. That's not what's happening. What's happening is you're so powerful that this misery is grabbing them and pulling them in. It's like a magnet, and they're feeding and they're growing. So you see more destruction, more chaos in the world. That is only you doing that. Change it right now. You have the ability to change that right this very second as I'm speaking. Find a comedy and sit down with your family and laugh. Your vibration will start to raise. Find a book that's beautiful to read. Your vibration will begin to raise. It takes one, right? And that becomes contagious. Love who you are because you have gotten so many things that happen to make sure that your birth happened. Do you understand that millions and millions and millions of years ago, how many things had to line up for you to come to this place? You are not an accident. That is a message we have to get out. You are not an accident. You are on purpose for a purpose. Enjoy this place. Enjoy this place. Individuality is beautiful. It's fun. But guess what? You are supposed to be using your powers. You're supposed to be manifesting. You're supposed to be raising your frequency and enjoying your vacation. This is a quick vacation. You guys, you don't have that much time here. So what you do is enjoy every minute of this. Enjoy it. The frequency has to be raised. I'm always talking and talking about raising your frequency. Well, I don't want you to get confused. I want you to understand that a lot of things can raise your frequency. It depends on you. What is it that you love? Hurting someone can't be it, because that's lowering your frequency. If hurting someone makes you feel good, you're a part of darkness. You should never, ever, ever think that that's okay to hurt another human being. Innocent children should not be hurt by adults. That is the biggest no-no in the spirit realm. Biggest no-no. You cannot hurt an innocent child. You cannot hurt the people that you love. You cannot hurt innocent people who don't even, you're not here for that. You're not here to say, okay, you know, I'm upset today, so I'm going to go out. I'm going to bring my energy to all of the people around me. I'm going to just attack. You're bringing your vibration and your home down. And then that brings darkness in your home. And it is hard to get that darkness out once you brought it in. You have to do so many things to clear it out. A lot of mediums, they do that for you too. They'll clear out some darkness that you brought in. Because you invite them with your energy, with your emotion, with your vibration. You invite them with your frequency. You're sending out a signal, hey, come and fuck with us. That's what you're doing. So you have to understand this is not the way. This is not the way. And we're going to try to, from now on, we have decided to do shows every week to make sure that we're working on raising the world's frequency. And of course, the book that's coming out and all of those things, we're going to be really, you know, immersed in raising frequency, raising your vibration so that you all can start to manifest. Watch how beautiful things become once you understand your power. Watch how things become beautiful. And the matrix becomes almost still and, you know, working in your favor. Because that's what will start happening. And it starts with you. And it starts with you making sure that the people around you are happy. And if you have a person that's always negative around you, you have to figure out a way to block their energy from you and work on your own. They can't affect you. There is a way that energy connects with energy, because energy goes out of each person's body at least 6 feet. Right? It reaches at least 6 feet. Okay, that's just your personal energy. Now, when you decide to send out love and light, it goes around the world. You're powerful. You're powerful enough to do that, but we'll get on that later. But the power that you hold, when someone's around you and they're always negative, you have to find a way to brighten your circle, brighten your energy. Raise your frequency so high that you can't be bothered by a lower frequency person. Because a lot of times you can't change a person who's been caught by and obsessed by low vibration. Once they're trapped, it's almost hard. It's almost like doing an exorcism, you know, to get them out of that slump, that anger, that pain that they are experiencing, and the only thing that makes them feel good is that type of pain. So it takes a person with good light to change that. You have to always bombard them with love and light, because that's something that they can't help once it becomes a habit for them. Their bodies get used to it, and their bodies become almost like fight or flight. It needs that anger to even feel good anymore. So, and that's weird. I know it sounds weird, but we're going to work on it for the next few weeks. Anyway, that is all I have to say. The reason why the matrix is being broken, it's being, is glitching, not being broken as of yet, but it's glitching because it is a lot of misery on earth right now. And it's not just in America, it is global. So it can start with one person, believe it or not. One person has the power to change that. One person. So once, you know, it'll spread, like it'll become contagious. But you all understand that you're under attack right now because they're afraid of what you guys are understanding right now. This awakening is frightening the people who don't want you to know anything. This awakening is very scary for them. So we're just going to work on raising our individual frequencies so that we can manifest and enjoy individuality, you know, the vacations that you decided that you were going to have when you came here. Okay, that is all that I have to say, and thank you very much. Okay. Now, channeling is one of the most amazing things that a human being can do. Each one of us has the ability to do it. Sometimes you're channeling when you call yourself having an alter ego. You're really channeling spirit. You don't know you're doing that. It's funny. But you're channeling spirit. Channeling is something that I'm about to start teaching people to do. It's pretty easy, and it's a wonderful thing when you need information from the world of spirit. They can go to the Akashic Records and get you what you need, and you can come up with a wonderful life, and you can be able to talk about the things that's going on across the veil, and it's a beautiful thing. Channeling is possible for each human being to do. Just have to teach you guys, and it is once you know how to do it, it's going to be a fun thing to do. I love it. I enjoy it because I get a lot of information out of channeling. You guys think it's something that is maybe forced or something. I don't know what you think, or if you guys might think it's fake, whatever you think. But when I channel, I even get information that I didn't have before I channel. So channeling is most certainly real. And I love the fact that I have the spirit Gretchen to always guide me and always protect me and keep everything else from coming up in here to bother me, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to say to you guys, let's have a wonderful time here. It's time for you to start manifesting a life that you want. It's time for you to understand the magic that you have within yourself. It's time. It's just time. And it's not hard to find the power within yourself. It's not hard at all. I was just on Facebook today. It's funny because when I went in the store, I was at Whole Foods, and it was a group of girls, pretty little girls, came up to me and they said, "Oh my God, do you know who you look like?" Now, I get it all the time. I get it all the time. That's the Sierra, the singer. I get it all the time. I'm not bragging. It's just what happens in real life. I really have people come up because in person, I look a little different than on Facebook or online, I think, maybe. I don't know. But it seems that they think this, and, you know, when they see me. And a lot of people say that when they come to me, like, "Oh my God, do you know who you look like?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know." "What are you about to say?" And I've even gotten Chakra Khan. That's where I got the Chakra Khan. Chaka Khan. That's her name. Chaka Khan. That's where I got Chakra Khan. Sorry. I did it backwards. Yeah, I'm talking too fast. But anyway, that's where I got that from. Where I got Chakra Khan from was Chaka Khan. Because people would say, when I would wear my big hair, they'd be like, "Hey, you remind me of Chaka Khan." And that's, you know, that's where I got it from. Well, I've gotten a lot of anybody that's caramel with a pointy nose. They always say they look like me. So I'm used to it, but the Sierra one was a little bit out of hand. So I talked about it on Facebook, and I had people come in like, "Well, you don't look like, you know," it's just like, okay, a lot of people say, hey, you do look like her. That's crazy because I put our pictures together. But then you have people who just are miserable, who just have to say, you know, something, you know, opposite of what you're saying. And a lot of times I always wonder to myself, like, what is the reason? Like, you know, for people to come and say something to, like, if they don't think that I look like her, it's not a big deal for me. I think I'm a beautiful woman. So I don't care whether I look like her or not. It was just the cutest thing that those girls came up to me and was saying a thing. Now, but what baffles me in this day and age and in this miserable world that we are experiencing, this is why Gretchen and the spirits are always talking about the veil glitching and the matrix glitching, because there's so much, for some reason, a lot more negativity than there is positive. So we are trying to get on a mission to change that. But one of the things that you will see, and this is honestly a real baffling thing to me, when people see something that, if you say like me, like the Sierra thing, I said, well, these girls walked up to me. So I put me and her picture together, and it was literally, we do kind of look like twins. And I was like, hey, wait a minute, we do look alike. But I knew that anyway, because people always say it, but I, you know, to actually see it, it's like, wow, we do look alike. And then you had to have that one or two people, oh, you don't look anything like her. You look like this person. And they'll pick some person that looks ridiculous or to them or whatever. And to me, it's like, why? I mean, why? Like, what is the reason for us to do things like that? It's unnecessary. You have to have something going on within you about that person that is making you say, hey, I don't care. You don't look like them to me. I don't care. You don't look like them to me. Okay, that's fine. Okay, but I'm still beautiful. It doesn't change that. You can't change that if we don't look alike. Oh, okay. That's okay with me. But it's just sometimes you wonder why are people so, what is going on in their lives that they snap at people for no reason? You'll see people on TikTok who say, oh, you need to take your ass back in the house. Or it's just constant. Like, what is the... It's so incredible that each and every one of us are so amazing and so powerful and so just... And just we are filled with true spirit, and we do things like that and pull darkness within our spirit for no... Absolutely no, just want to be dark? Who wants to be dark? That's not even comfortable. You know? And then those very people would be the people that say they're lonely, or they don't have many friends, or nobody messes with them, or nobody wants to. Those are the people who say that, but yet they go online and do mean stuff like that. But they're unhappy. So see, the only way that I can look at that is by saying, okay, maybe this person feels ignored by me. I don't know. Maybe that person, because I can be that way where I'm getting overwhelmed and I don't, you know, talk to people that much online because I get a little overwhelmed in my profession and what I do. I'm always, you know, doing readings and bringing so much energy that when it's time for me to, you know, calm everything down, it's like, I don't want to talk. I just want to, you know, rejuvenate and restart, you know. I just want to feel good. So I'll take some time off from people. And it's not anything personal. It's just, I think some people want a little bit more of my attention than I give them. So they show frustration all the time when talking to me. So I feel like a lot of times those people need to maybe delete themselves from me if I'm bothering them. You know, and I feel like that in all social media. If someone bothers you, you don't have to pull that dark energy in. You can just actually not watch them. I mean, that's easier than watching their whole spiel and then saying, I don't like it. I mean, okay. They're not doing it for you. They're doing it for the people who do like it. You know, so if you don't like it, then just turn it off. Say, no, I don't want to be a part of this. I'm gonna just go ahead and block this whole thing. You won't ever have to see it again. You won't ever have to see that person again. If they bother you that much that you have to be dark on their posts. I don't understand the people that go and start a lot of trouble on social media. And then when people get upset, they start reporting them to the people that are in charge. It's like, why do you even, what is that energy? You know, like, what is that? Like, you know they're going to come back at you like this and you're only doing it to stir up hate. You literally have people who are experts at reporting because they start so much mess. Those are people you have to know are mental. Something is really going on that they are truly in pain, truly in full, total self-destruction. Those are the people I believe are truly possessed by darkness and they need help getting out. So the way that we do that, honestly, is we kind of just let them go ahead and vent. Let them go ahead. But then block them because you don't need that energy. You don't need energy of people who don't support you and don't, you know, if you're trying to promote your products or do whatever you're doing on social media and you have no backing or no support, then you're in the wrong place. You're with miserable people because, you know, people who truly care about you are going to support you. They're going to support you. Now, you don't have to necessarily support everyone that's on your Facebook friends list or your Instagram friends list. You can't do that. It's impossible for everybody to do that. But I would say don't be cruel to people for absolutely zero reason. If we're going to start trying to fix the veil again, because you don't want too much darkness coming over here. From what spirit makes me understand is that once it gets over here, we're going to have a lot of strange crap going on this earth, period. A lot of chaotic weather, a lot of unnecessary catastrophes, traumatic events that, I mean, and that's included with, you know, stuff like, you know, domestic terrorism. We have plenty of that that is not being addressed because, of course, there's a reason why. But we'll get into that in the coming weeks. We're going to surf this whole situation and try to bring more love and more peace, at least in our own lives, so that we can help change the world together. Because a lot of things that people are doing, you know, I tend to talk about good things because I had to learn to make sure that my joy is always on 10. Always. Hey, I'm loving today. I got like my beautiful this, and I might seem like I'm bragging, but in reality, I'm so proud of myself because I come from such humble beginnings, you know, so I'm so proud. And I think my proudness might bother people who aren't doing as well, you know, and it might seem like bragging to them, you know, people who are kind of miserable. But you can't stifle your joy because people are miserable. You can talk to them and bring them up to your joy level, but you can't not talk about how wonderful your life is going just because you're trying to save face for miserable people. That's not what you do. What you do is You embrace them and ask them, how can you help them become more joyful? And if they don't want to be as joyful as you and they keep coming on your in your space with a lot of negativity and darkness, you just block them because you don't need that. We are trying to become powerful, wealthy beings on earth, right? So in order to do that, we have to be riding on a seriously high frequency. You know where all of your gifts and all of your desires are? They are at a very high frequency. You know why? Because that's what brings you joy. The things that you love, the things that make you feel good is what brings you joy. So you put them on a higher frequency. This is you. This is your creating. You put those things on a higher frequency. So you have to vibrate on the same frequency that you put those things on. You put those things on that level. You're the creator. Nothing really exists. Do you know that? You are creating everything around you. Nothing really exists for me. I'm creating everything around me. Do you know that you can be looking at a person and glitching into different realities, still looking at that person and not even knowing that you done glitched through 20 different emotions and 20 different realities? You know, and they'll be still sitting in that one spot. You don't even know how many times you glitched because emotions carry you through that way. It's incredible. Emotions are powerful. They're not just there. Why do people not understand? You have emotions and you think they're just there. How are we experiencing that? How are we experiencing that? Why aren't we dull and just sitting here like neutral, like la, 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 I see that over there. I don't care. I see that over there. La, 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 neutral, neutral. Everything is gray. Everything. We don't do that for a reason. It's because we're powerful beings. I just laughed because I can just see us being, it was a SpongeBob episode where everybody was neutral one time and it's just funny. But anyway, that's what, since we are not that, you know, what else could it be? What else could that possibly be? That's power. That's power. Emotions are powerful. Think about anger. That's its whole realm, a whole different realm. Happiness. When you're happy about something, boy, does everything look amazing. Even like you'll have like a terrible hairstyle and be like, this is kind of cute because you're so freaking happy, you know? Happiness is its own realm, its own frequency. Teach yourself to rise above all of the misery that's trying to get through the veil right now. We are the ones that can stop that from happening. We are very powerful, amazing beings. Now, I'm going to have a full episode on weight loss. Because I had spirit touch me. And I'm going to tell y'all this. I've started losing weight, finally. I was having a hard time because a person that's a healer will hold in so many people's energy, so much emotion. If you haven't noticed, most people are empaths. If you're an empath, which you probably most people are, you hold in everyone's emotions, and that will make you, some people eat a lot. That will make, you know, some people not eat at all. So we're going to have a full episode on that next week. We're talking about weight loss and how spirit is going to help you finally get rid of all of that. Now, you're really just imprisoning yourself in a cocoon. You're trying to protect yourself. When you gain a lot of weight, it isn't your fault. You're trying to protect yourself. You don't know this is what your spirit is doing. It's trying to keep you safe, keep you from harm. But for us, it looked like you can't make a sexy TikTok video. I was just talking to my girls about that. Like, hey, let's make a sexy TikTok video. But you know, it's not anything against you, and it's not your willpower, it's your protection. So we're going to teach you how to let go of that, because you no longer need that protection. You are not protecting yourself, okay, when you're gaining weight. But there is a mechanism within you that believes that you are. But we're going to talk about that next week. And we're also going to do a lot of high frequency activity so that I can help you guys raise your frequency. I'm sorry this is a long show, but I had so much to say, and I wanted Gretchen to speak also. And I wanted to talk about how we are now dealing with social media, and how you guys need to just ignore the people that come in and try to rain on your parade. And I love rain, so I don't really like that saying, but as you know, that means something to everybody. So the people that try to mess up your parade, you know, drive afloat the wrong way onto your parade, then there's a reason for that, and it's not you. So try to keep your anger from, try to not feel like, wow, how many people seen this, or what, look how they're talking to me. What you do is you just block and delete what they said. You have control of your own social media, so you can block, just like you have control of your own life. You can block and you can move on and not let them affect you in any kind of way. Because these days, people are trying to keep you off of social media. They're reporting. There's a lot of miserable people out here. And I know, because I'm taking in so many energies and I'm doing cleansings every day. And it's a little exhausting, but well worth the relaxation after you've cleansed all that energy off of you. So that's another thing I'll teach you. But basically, just get you some sage or some Palo Santo and run it throughout your body, and, you know, and get that stuff off you. And get your crystals and do whatever you can. No, it is not evil. These things are from the earth. Nothing God makes from the earth that soothes your soul is evil. Okay, even the coca leaf, believe it or not, they just did it the wrong way. So, you know, things like weed and, you know, stuff like that, marijuana and all that stuff, it's got its own energy and its own medicinal properties and things like that. And we'll talk about that also. But, you know, when you start man making stuff, that's when you start messing it up. God makes it pure. You don't have to touch it. But when you do, that's when you start hurting people. But anyway, I'm going to get off here now. I have enjoyed this wonderful conversation with you guys. I have missed you all. I love you all. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me. I am so elated and so in love with you guys. I am so in love with the way that you support me. And I am just happy to have you all aboard. Now, here's the thing. I still have to eat. So I'm going to tell you, I'm not begging, but I will take donations. And that is Pretty Vicky 2020. That is my Cash App, $ Pretty Vicky 2020. A donation or two won't hurt, because I still have to feed my children, and I would really like to put more of my life into you guys, and more of what I do to help you guys to be the best that you can be. But a lot of my energy is going more to, you know, working a job, when I would love to put more energy in you guys, okay? And more energy. And it's just, you know, a couple donations here and there won't hurt anybody. You know, nothing is too less. I don't care if it's a dollar, it helps, you know. And I can do more with my, I'm really trying to put more of my gift into the world, and do less of the 9-to-5 thing. So you know, that would help. But anyway, I love you all. And please, please know that you are here for a purpose. Okay. Know that you are here for love. Know that you are not an accident. And we are going to get busy on this high frequency raising, because this, the way that the world is smothering a lot of our energy right now, we are going to nip that right in the bud. All right, I love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks again for joining me, or evening, whatever time zone you're in. Thanks again for joining me on this episode of Welcome to the Spirit Realm. Bye-bye.